In central Nairobi, men and women in matching green t-shirts stand on a busy street corner. One shouts into a megaphone, while others drum and dance along the dirt road. They're here to recruit people to a nearby health clinic. Just up the street, the clinic is set up outside an old stone church. Women wait in line under a large tent, while children run across the grass. One woman holds a young child in her arms. I ask why she's here, and she says she'd prefer to talk in private. So we step inside the church.
So who's this little one here?
Valerie Mwani.
And she's how old?
1.5.
The mother's name is Josephine, and she has 2 kids, ages 1.5 and 7. That's enough children for her, but she says her husband wants more.
He wants 2 more children, but he doesn't make much money, and he doesn't pay for anything. Even when the kids are sick, he doesn't give me money for the doctor.
Josephine came to the clinic today to get on birth control. Her husband doesn't know she's here, and she's scared that if he finds out she's using contraception, he'll leave her or become violent.
I don't know what he will do to me, but I can't tell him.
Josephine's situation is fairly common, says Joan Ondiro. She's a community health worker who helped organize today's clinic. She says many Kenyan women don't tell their husbands they're using birth control.
Yes, most of the time it is a secret.
Ondiro says Kenyan men often want a lot of children, even if they can't provide for them. That's because children are a status symbol and a source of pride. And Ondiro says even when men don't want a lot of kids, they rarely talk about family size with their wives.
Around here, men think that family planning is a woman's issue.
As she talks, I look around the clinic and notice something. There are almost no men here. I ask Ondiro where I can find them, and then I go there. Inside the local bar, 6 men sit around a low-set table. They pour bottles of cold beer into plastic cups. One of the men, named David, is in his mid-40s with a red button-down shirt. I ask how many kids he thinks a man should have. He says lots, assuming he can afford them.
So you think it's okay to have like 8, 10, 12 kids?
As long as you have money, what's the problem?
I ask what he would do if his wife didn't want a lot of kids.
You just have to get another one.
Several other men agree with David that it's okay to leave your wife if she doesn't want a lot of children. Others tell me they're opposed to contraception because it's against their religion. Haroon, a 30-year-old with neatly polished shoes, has a different reason for opposing birth control. He says women who use it can't be trusted.
They will just go out and have sex.
You think they'll just go around having sex with lots of men?
Yeah, because they know that they cannot give birth.
Because they know they cannot give birth, he says. I'm surprised by Haroon's comment, but health organizations say this is a common belief. And they say there are lots of misconceptions, like birth control causes women to lose their sex drive, and vasectomies leave men impotent. One organization that's trying to change men's attitudes about family planning is called Tupange. It organizes events, like bike races and soccer tournaments, that attract men. And it hires male health educators to go to workplaces and community centers and talk to men about contraception and family size. The group's Peter Kagwe says when it comes to these issues, it's important that men talk to other men.
Basically, we have seen that has more impact. They want to see one of their own.
He says the male health workers talk personally about the benefits of having fewer children. For example, one might say, hey, I only have 2 kids, and that means my wife isn't constantly looking after them.
Leaving her with more time to take care of me as a man in the house. And also, this has also improved our relationship, our intimacy, and our standard of living.
Kagwe says the workers are careful to appeal to a man's sense of pride and his need to feel like he's in charge of the household.
Now we tell them, look, basically you now have to take control.
Control over how many kids you have. That means make sure your wife uses contraception, or you use condoms, or get a vasectomy. Kagwe says changing men's attitudes about contraception and family size isn't easy, but he's seeing signs of progress. Back on the street corner, the Tupange team keeps recruiting people to the clinic. Mark Mwangi, a male health worker, says more and more men are showing up.
Especially the young ones.
accompany their wives or their partners.
He says he's noticed a generational shift. Younger men are more willing to talk about birth control and to use it themselves. As he tells me this, a young man walks up and asks where he can get a vasectomy. For The World, I'm Anders Kelto, Nairobi.